of the WGXC Newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, June the 3rd, through Sunday, June the 5th. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman reported that much of eastern New York, including parts of the Adirondack Mountains and the Hudson Valley, is experiencing pre-drought conditions. The United States Drought Monitor has classified the Hudson River Valley, including Ulster, Greene, Albany, and parts of Schenectady and Saratoga counties, as, and I quote, abnormally dry, end quote. Officials say rivers and streams are near record low levels in some areas. They are attributing current conditions to a winter with little snow and a spring with below average rainfall. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County Republicans will back presumptive GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump come November, according to County Chairman Brent Bogardus. Trump claimed 63.5% of the county's vote in the April primary. Bogardus said the results reflect Trump's grasp of the issues that matter to Greene County voters. In the 19th Congressional District primary, the Greene Republicans are the only county committee not to endorse John Faso over Andrew Haney for the Republican line on the November ballot and to ultimately fill the seat currently occupied by Chris Gibson. However, Bogardus personally endorsed Faso, saying, and I quote, "I ask everyone here to step up to support John in his primary campaign," end quote. The full committee officially endorsed state Senate and Assembly candidates George Amador and Pete Lopez during an annual convention at the county courthouse in Catskill on Thursday, June the 2nd. In other congressional primary news, Democrat Will Yandick picked up the endorsement of Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton on Saturday, June the 4th. As reported in the Register Star, the mayor said Yandick has a better understanding of issues on the micro and macro level than his opponent, Zephyr Teachout. Keisha Cluckley reported at Politico New York, a forthcoming report from State Inspector General Catherine Leahy Scott is expected to blame a, and I quote, "systematic breakdown of security," end quote, for the Dannemora prison break in June 2015. Two men, both convicted of murder, broke out of the maximum security Clinton Correctional Facility and touched off a 23-day search in the North Country, which ended in one man's death and the other's capture, and cost the state tens of millions of dollars. Leahy Scott's report is expected to offer a damning assessment of what made the escape possible and include a call for system-wide reforms. Among the issues identified so far, the existence of an empty steam pipe that staff had warned was a security risk, a box of power tools left on a catwalk, a night without routine cell checks, and an internal review that found insufficient evidence that a prison shop instructor had a relationship with an inmate. Assemblymember Janet Dupree, a Republican who represents the North Country, says she hopes the report is detailed and accurate. She said it could have an enormous impact on the state's prison system, a key employer in her district, and on morale in its communities. Governor Andrew Cuomo said last month the report would be, and I quote, "finished shortly," end quote, but should not be rushed. Leahy Scott's office and the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision both declined to comment, citing the pending investigation. Debbie Mayer reported in the Columbia paper that the town of Germantown is making preparations for a review of its comprehensive plan. After a call for volunteers to update the 2007 document yielded few responses, the town board decided it will hire a professional planner to guide a small group of volunteers. Engineering firms Greenman Pedersen and Delaware Engineering, as well as an unnamed third firm, have offered to help. Town officials are expected to discuss the scope of service to be provided and cost estimates with the firm's principals in advance of a report to the board during its June meeting. Greg Hudson, Roger Hannigan Gilson, and Victoria Addison reported in the Daily Mail on the status of legislation to increase public awareness and prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne illnesses approved by the state lawmakers last week. The series of bills passed the state Senate on Thursday, June the 2nd, after clearing the state assembly last month. Calls on leaders from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, Department of Health, and State Education Department to collaborate and create educational materials to educate school-aged children on how to identify and avoid ticks and tick-borne illnesses. The measure now awaits the governor's signature. Tick-borne illnesses, including Lyme disease, have erupted in the Hudson Valley in recent years. with Dutchess, Columbia, and Greene counties ranking among the highest in rates of Lyme disease nationally during the past decade. Greene County currently has the highest rate of Lyme disease statewide. Ecologists and health professionals are bracing this year for what could be one of the worst Lyme disease outbreaks on record. With the warm, wet winter and spring, more ticks survive the cold months, and the conditions will extend when the ticks are active, Columbia County Public Health Department Director Jack Mabb said. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett, who introduced the public awareness legislation in the Assembly, said she hopes the governor will sign the bills into law before the legislative session ends on June 16th. That will give the involved agencies time to collect and assemble informational material before the start of the school year. Finally, the Columbia County Clerk's Office has announced the annual KISS, or Keeping Identities of Seniors Safe, program for local residents, which will take place on Monday, June the 6th through Friday, June the 17th. The program is conducted in conjunction with Certified Document Security, a records management company specializing in the secure destruction, storage, and recycling of confidential records. The service is offered to seniors over 60 in towns within Columbia County, as well as the city of Hudson. Documents will be signed over to the clerk and placed in a secure, locked container for destruction by Certified Document Security. Seniors are advised to check with the city or town officials for specific hours of availability and location. Today is day 5 of the WGXE All Together Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. During the next 2 weeks, WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 80 degrees. For Monday night, a chance of showers mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 59. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 53. And on Wednesday, scattered showers, partly sunny with a high near 66 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 50. Sunrise today was at 5:19 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:29 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 6th day of June, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.